Hello and welcome to the Foreign Desk Explainer on Monocle 24. I'm Steve Bloomfield. In this episode, is America becoming a rogue state? Canada's Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland didn't name Donald Trump in her speech to Parliament on Tuesday, but it was very clear who she was talking about. Canada, she said, believes strongly
that this stable, predictable international order has been deeply in our national interest.
Yet, she added, it would be naive to claim that all Americans agree. The week before, German Chancellor Angela Merkel had said that Germany could no longer rely on the US. America's allies are, one by one, beginning to voice publicly what all of them are saying privately, that a Trump-led America is no ally at all. In the 5 short months that he has been President of the United States and so-called leader of the free world, Trump has lavished praise on the military ruler of Egypt and publicly criticised the democratically elected leader of Germany. He has lauded the theocratic rulers of Saudi Arabia before flying to Brussels to do his best to humiliate NATO members. After Turkey's referendum, which controversially awarded more powers to its authoritarian president, Trump was the only Western leader to call Recep Tayyip Erdogan with congratulations. He backed the far right in the recent election in France and has managed to have diplomatic spats with close allies Australia and Britain. In the aftermath of last weekend's horrific terrorist attack in London, he tweeted a stream of abuse at the Mayor of London.
The United States will withdraw.
Oh, and he pulled the US out of the Paris Agreement on climate change, joining Syria and Nicaragua as the only countries not to sign on. And don't forget, Nicaragua didn't sign because they didn't think it went far enough.
Voluntary responsibilities is a path to failure. It's a failed mechanism that is leading us down the road to 3 degrees, 4 degrees, 5 degrees. We don't want to be accomplices to taking the world to 3 to 4 degrees and the death and destruction that that represents.
At some stage, we have to face facts. America is led by a man who praises autocrats and criticises Democrats, who is more comfortable in the company of a dictator than a European prime minister. And let's not forget, this is also the man who's created a fake scandal over voter fraud, falsely claiming that millions of undocumented immigrants voted for his rival, who called for his opponent to be jailed, who has sacked his FBI director because he was investigating his campaign team, who has placed family members in key roles. This is, let's be clear, the sort of behaviour that we would expect from a dictator, not a Democrat. So here's the question. If the leader of America walks like an autocrat, talks like an autocrat, acts like an autocrat, and has chosen autocrats as allies, is America now run by an autocrat? Has America essentially become a rogue state? A year ago, that question would sound ridiculous. The fact that now it's not is worrying enough. The concern that maybe the answer is yes is even worse. That was the Foreign Desk Explainer. Tune in this Saturday for the full 30-minute edition of the Foreign Desk. I'm Steve Bloomfield. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.